About 300 lifters, both boys and girls, showed up for Saturday's Sulphur Springs powerlifting meet. Wildcats powerlifting coach Jeremy Offit said he believed the local meet was the second largest in the state so far this season. I talked about the meet with Coach Offit on Monday morning.
It was a very competitive meet. It had some really strong teams here, my kids went in there and fought right along with them, and some of them got out of there with medals. Some of them were very, very close, and they know where they need to be next week and all that kind of good stuff. I was really pleased with how we worked. We did a good job.
How did we finish?
I think 11th. I mean, 11th. There were a bunch of teams here, and we only had two get medals. Hmm. But we had four or five sitting there in like 6, 7, or 8, which is, real, real close, 10, 15, 20 pounds total-wise from being in the top five and getting the medal. And, it's just when you get that many kids here, it boils down to 5 pounds here and 5 pounds there, really. Hmm.
And as we talked the other day, too, you had two of your best guys that couldn't lift from injuries.
Right. Well, one of them was able to come, and it was his first meet of the year, and he bombed out in squat.
Oh, yeah.
He set his opener a little bit too high and didn't quite get it. It was actually in bench. It was bench press, one squat. Mm. And then I had another new guy, Israel Moreno, who he's going to be a pretty good guy for us in the 275 group that went a little high in squat and never competed in a meet before and just kind of went a little high and didn't quite get it. But he'll be with us next week and get it done.
Who were your leading guys? You had said a couple of guys placed for you.
Jonathan Alvarez placed second in the 123s. And the guy that he was behind, that's the guy that Ortiz has been competing against as a senior. Alvarez is a freshman. And he's only like 70 pounds behind the kid. So he's got a really, really good future in it. I'm excited to see where he's going to be. All these kids, really, because they're mostly freshmen. Mm-hmm. And then Alex Gamez, he plays fifth in the 220s. Mm-hmm. And he did a nice job, 500 squat. And if he gets his deadlift a little bit higher, he would have been third or fourth. He was right behind a couple guys there, too. But he did well, finished well. And like I said, there was a couple kids that finished in sixth, 5 pounds out. I had another new kid, Sam Arnson. He finished 5 pounds behind fifth place in his first ever meet in a really strong weight class. So, there's a lot of hope. The Blanche kid, he finished sixth as well. Mm-hmm. He's just right there. And once again, as a freshman, he's almost at 1,200 pounds for his total.
Wow.
And he's just a freshman. And everybody got better this week.
And they've only had two lifts. It's just the second meet of the year. It's still very early, isn't it?
Right, right. We'll have two more regular meets that we'll go to. We'll have one this weekend in Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have one on the 19th. I think it's the 19th in Paris. And then we'll have the regional meet for the guys that finished top 10 in the region.
The Reigns meet, does that get pretty good competition in there for that one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a smaller meet, but the teams that show up to it are generally pretty good.
Yeah.
And Reigns is always really good in powerlifting.
Yeah.
But Greenville's usually there. Greenville won this meet here, so we'll probably see them again. There's going to be some good competition there.
KSST Sports.